Every time poverty statistics appear on the news, we are all shocked. We hear statistics like 2 in 5 or 1 in 3 are now living below the poverty line. We can't imagine who this would be, because everyone around us looks like they're doing fine. To find those in need sometimes requires us to be attentive and listen. How many times a day does someone cryptically allude to a need, but we are too busy to really listen? In today's day and age, with technology what it is, with the internet and email, we have opportunities like never before to help people. When we figure out a need, we can communicate with multiple people in multiple ways to help. Yet sometimes, what means the most is quietly meeting someone's need in a special way. When we take time to listen, we can often obtain details where we can get quite specific in how we aid the person. In a world that is moving so fast, faster than ever before, where people seem to have little time for meaningful conversation, this can indicate to the needy person about how much we care for them and their friendship. If we want to help people, all we have to do is open our eyes and ears. As the Master says, "For you will always have the poor with you." I think that if each one of us takes a good look at our lives, we can see that God has blessed us in so many ways, and it is our biblical injunction to share this blessing with others, especially for those living in Western society. We have been provided for with much abundance. Tithing becomes one of the main vehicles for not only supporting our congregations, teachers, and ministries, but for sharing what God has so graciously given us. But as we said, 10% should be seen as a minimum and not a maximum. The tithe is a good number to keep us in check, but it should not be looked at like a check mark that eliminates the spirit of mammon from inside of us. What about tithing has been quite the journey. I hope you have enjoyed these teachings as much as I have enjoyed presenting them. I hope that at the very least, you've been able to get a better handle on the detailed tithing system in the Torah and have gotten ideas for how you can take the principles that are established about tithing and put them into practical action today. I myself was quite challenged and enlightened as I prepared the research to present these teachings. In closing, I would like to read the wisdom of Solomon as found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. 2 things I ask of you. Deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Yeshua our Master. Amen and amen.